WTAW News time is 8:05. It's 58 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. For the first time in years, the city of Bryan has produced a State of the City report. City Manager Keene Register shared a video with city department heads and officials with the Bryan School District in Brazos County about all the accomplishments for the fiscal year that ended September 30th.
Today I want to share with you the outstanding job that our City of Bryan employees in all departments have done for the citizens of Bryan and the businesses in Bryan this past year. More than any other purpose, I want this report to serve as a reminder to Bryan residents that they have a wonderful group of highly dedicated employees working for the City of Bryan, and I honestly couldn't be more proud of them.
The video, which will also be used in economic development recruitment, can be seen on our website at WTAW.com. College Station voters have a choice of two candidates in both races for city council in this year's election.
Topics covered in last week's Chamber of Commerce candidates forum included the concept of neighborhood integrity. Linda Harvell, who is running for the Place 5 council seat, called for having historic protection in older neighborhoods.
The city has not walked the talk in protecting neighborhood integrity. I invite you to come drive through the older neighborhoods. We do not have the Homeowners Association to protect us.
Julie Schultz says the council has been talking with affected citizens to understand neighborhood issues.
Recently, we just hired new code enforcement officers to try to maintain some more priorities on maintenance and parking and things like that. So I think we're doing a good job in making inroads.
Early voting continues through this evening at 8, and join WTAW for election night results and reaction. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The San Antonio City Council has approved one of the largest water transfer deals in Texas history. The $3.4 billion deal will pipe in 16 billion gallons of water a year for 30 years from several aquifers west of College Station. The council majority says without the water, employers will leave town. A former president of Texas A&M has been named permanent director of the university's Norman Borlaug Institute for International Agriculture.
Dr. Elsa Morano is not new to the Norman Borlaug Institute. She was named interim director of the institute in June 2012, but Dr. Morano can now call it her permanent home.
I'm happy to be doing this and serving the Aggie community and serving, you know, the people around the world and carrying this legacy of Dr. Borlaug that is so important.
Dr. Morano says the Institute's mission is to help improve the lives of poor farmers and their families around the world. For more information, go online to borlaug.tamu.edu. And to hear the full interview with the director, go online to WTAW.com. Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A year and a half ago, the fertilizer plant explosion in West took out the town's middle and high schools. Groundbreaking of a new $50 million campus took place Thursday. State Representative Kyle Cassell of rural Brazos County, whose district includes West, was among those in attendance.
You could hear it in the sophomore and freshmen's remarks that they were excited that they were going to get to graduate from this new facility.
Cassell says the city's second replacement water well is online and bids went out last week to replace streets. Photos of the groundbreaking from Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, who was also in attendance, and the design of the new school are online at WTAW.com. WTAW News time is 8:09. It's 58 degrees. We'll have more news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes, voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Football season is even sweeter this year with the Chocolate Gallery.
All season long, the Chocolate Gallery is baking football-themed cookies, tailgate desserts, and chocolates with officially licensed Texas A&M decorations, perfect for your tailgates and game-watching parties.
Hosting out-of-town visitors? Bring them to the Chocolate Gallery to discover the premium chocolates, pastries, Italian gelatos, and sorbets made in the heart of downtown Bryan.
Visit the Chocolate Gallery, a new tradition in Aggieland, at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan.
Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
Texas A&M football is back at Kyle Field, and Texas A&M Transportation Services wants you to know all about the convenient game day parking for $15 and $20. Public pay parking lots are located off University Drive in Stotzer, near the Bonfire Memorial, Veterinary Medical Center, Bush Library, and Central and Northside parking garages. There are free shuttles that run the mini campus lots, as well as the Get to the Grid shuttle to and from Post Oak Mall. For more information, please visit the new destination Aggieland app or transport.tamu.edu.
Hi, I'm Red Cashin. Bryan College Station has been my lifelong home. I care about this community, and that's why I'm asking you to vote for Julie Merrifield Schultz and re-elect her to the position of College Station City Council, Place 5. I believe Julie has done a remarkable job of uniting our community, creating responsible budgets, improving our great quality of life, and ensuring our community continues to grow one first down at a time.
Political ad paid for by Julie Schultz.
40 years of fun, centuries in the making. Bud Light invites you to join the fun at the Texas Renaissance Festival, happening every weekend through November 30th, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides. Only a 55-acre theater could contain this much adventure. Celebrate 40 years of the Texas Renaissance Festival, brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
812, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. They've got a deal going on through November the 28th. Lennox is offering up to $1,300 rebates on complete systems for your home, so get in touch with the folks at Barker's Heating and Cooling. Here we go, a chilly forecast.
Sunshine today, it'll be breezy and not quite as warm as it has been. Temperatures today up to about 75, that's it. It'll be clear overnight with lows somewhere between 40 and 45. High pressure continues to build our way with cooler weather tomorrow. Sunshine, high of 65. Clear tomorrow night. Lows are going to be anywhere from 40 to 45. Sunday, we'll have a mixture of clouds and sun with highs between 70 and 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, one of the cool things about Texas is that we've got the biggest and the bestest and the smallest and the littlest of a lot of things. And one of the things that we have is Loving County, which is pretty cool. Because if you go through and you look, I'm geeky, you know. I enjoy looking at that. We got 254 counties, and you can get, I have a book of them that was published by A&M Press, but you can get a poster that has a picture of all the courthouses in Texas, which is kind of fun.
It is.
And, of course, the second one I went to was Mentone, which is like, you know, this is the county seat of Loving County, and it's, you know, just kind of like an office building. You know, it's like, looks like a metal building, except it's made out of bricks from a long time ago. The deal is with 100 people there. And so that's kind of fun. But now, because of what's going on with the energy industry, there are 1,000 day workers. There are 1,000 day workers. You take the population times 10 now. Now, it doesn't matter what the number is, whether you go from 1,000 to that. I mean, it's just obviously the infrastructure has got to be really stressed by this. In the last 5 years, LaSalle County, their population has gone from 7,100. They've gained 1,300 residents and thousands of transients who are living in at least 20 hotels. Now, we kind of are on the edges of this. We saw it happen up in Franklin. They started dropping hotels in there, and they've dropped some hotels into Hearn as well. So we've seen it in Robertson County a little bit, but nothing compared to what's going on in the southern part of Texas.
But and man, that courthouse is a box.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's a box. It's very, very basic, you know. Since 2009, Karnes County's sales tax collections have exploded by a factor of 21, minted dozens, if not hundreds, of new millionaires. Now, think about that when you talk about school financing.
Yeah, no kidding.
You talk about the have-not districts down along the border. Well, all of a sudden, they got money. Now, that's great, but consider also that money is eventually going to go away because that in different parts of that that oil field, that energy field, they've tapped out already. We had a story, I forget, maybe 2 months ago, where the sheriff was maybe this is the third county up from the Rio Grande. I don't recall the name of the county, but they were having to do autopsies on people who had crossed the border and died in their county, and they didn't have any money. They had no money to be able to perform the autopsies there because the oil industry had been there, taken what they wanted, and moved on. Hello?
I've got a friend that's a consultant for a few banks down in South Texas. They've ran into issues with so many new millionaires. They can't loan out enough of the money versus what they have in deposits.
Thank you. Can you imagine?
No.
Can you imagine that? And that's true. I mean, these have been sleepy little South Texas counties forever. And all of a sudden, we're seeing stuff go on down there that we'd never planned on.
Yeah, you want to talk about neighborhood integrity.
Yeah. With that in mind, here's Jay Sokol.
Oh, hey. Didn't see you there.
Yeah.
Mr. Neighborhood Integrity.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, so anyway, but the thing is, what we have here is a growth that's different. Now, and again, in lots of different pods, lots of different things that are happening here, and that's certainly what you want, to have different things happening. But the energy field is kind of expanding here a little bit. We talked to your city manager earlier this week about how that now may be extended as the energy prices are kind of dropping a little bit right now.
Mm-hmm.
One more thing you'll have to look at there, right?
Sure.
Yeah. So you're not, I know you're not an economist and don't play one on the radio, but you are a public information officer. So what's going on in the city of College Station?
Got a lot of stuff going on in the city.
Oh, there you go. All right. That, you heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen, right
That's
here.
That's it.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Early voting today.
Yeah.
Get that thing done.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you love the excitement of Election Day, like you do, like I do,
yeah,
then just wait till Tuesday. But the information about where you can vote, whether it's today or on Election Day, go to cstx.gov/elections. You can do that.
And we remind people the things that you're talking about are at the bottom of the ballot. Straight ticket does not get to them. We've got propositions if you're a resident in Bryan. You've got school bond in Bryan as well. Got some constitutional amendments in both cities for you to, for the state constitution props. So, yeah, it's a long ballot, but go in there. I've already voted. I'd like to do that early.
Yeah, please go to the bottom of the ballot.
That way Scott doesn't have to be around any people.
Yeah, no, there were a lot of people there.
Really?
There really were. There were a lot of people there. So that's it. So what are the treats at? So is that it?
Well, no, but it can be if you want to cut me off.
No, please, go on.
Okay. Reminder, we have our trick-or-treat at Werewolf Creek event tonight.
Oh, very nice.
At Wolf Pen Creek.
Werewolf Creek.
Park. Yes?
Did you do the scary movies this year?
You know what? They're going on right now.
Oh, okay.
If you tune to Suddenlink, Channel 19.
Right. I'm leaving. Okay.
Or you live stream it at cstx.gov.
Good.
Those things are going today. And we're actually going to play them tomorrow as well.
Oh.
So those are fun.
That is.
We've got a couple of basketball registrations to remind you about for Ute,
mm-hmm,
ages 7 to 14, and also Smart Start Basketball. That's for ages 4 to 6. Both of those you can do on our website. And then a final plug for our 2015 Citizen Bond Committee. We've been talking about that quite a bit, but we do need volunteers to step forward to be part of that. We will have, I think, 3 subcommittees that will be essentially looking at traffic and mobility issues, parks, and facilities. So no particular expertise is required. Probably meet a couple of times a month beginning in January, going about 6 months. So if you'd like to find out more about that and apply, cstx.gov/committees.
There you go. So what are we doing at the Sokol House for Halloween?
Shutting off the lights and locking the door.
Okay, very good.
But happy Halloween, everybody.
Yeah. Just elsewhere.
Right.
It's Jay Sok from City College Station. Visit with those folks on Friday. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Brian at 846-8500 or visit their website at VanDykeRankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
We all want our children to get the best education possible and become productive citizens in our community. Let's help our teachers and provide a safe and productive learning environment. Hiring more teachers and smaller class sizes will help us reach that goal. I'm Roy Flores, and as a Bryan School Board representative, with my 5-year plan, we can reduce class sizes, hire more teachers, and prepare our graduates for a more productive future. Vote Roy Flores. Last name on your ballot and your best choice for Bryan Schools.
Political ad paid for by the committee to elect Roy Flores, Ernest Nolan, treasurer.
Consumer spending eased in September. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. We held on to more of our money last month. The government says consumer spending declined 0.2% in September. It was the first decline since January, personal incomes increased, rising 0.2%. Stock market futures are still sharply higher. A surprise boost in economic stimulus by the Bank of Japan triggered a global rally. ExxonMobil's third quarter profit rose more than 3% to more than $8 billion. Earnings of the world's biggest beer maker rose 5.5% in the latest quarter. Anheuser-Busch InBev, parent of Budweiser, says higher prices made up for a drop in volume in Europe and Asia. Candy companies held the line this year, so the chocolate you bought for trick-or-treaters probably cost about the same as last year. But prices will be going up next year. Hershey and Mars are both planning increases, saying ingredient costs are rising along with demand for chocolates. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
You've been lied to. Being overweight is not about overeating, not exercising, or a lack of self-control. Diets, gyms, and pills can't fix it. It's your hormones. Go to 44skinny.com for a free video where Dr. Steven Siskind explains the four hormonal barriers to weight loss in men and women over 40.
When I first started losing the weight, all my clothes were falling off. I got some skinny jeans, and my husband is chasing me around the table again. I couldn't be happier.
Go to 44skinny.com to see this riveting free video. That's 44skinny.com.
I sit on.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto, a prescription blood thinner, and suffered serious internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, stroke, or even death, you could be entitled to compensation. Time is limited to file your claim, so call now for a free consultation. 800-990-1434. 800-990-1434. This is an advertisement, not attorney-paid spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com. News Talk 1620 WTAW, time to talk Arts Council. CEO of the Arts Council is here this morning. How are you, Chris?
Good. Happy to be here.
Good. We have a guest for us today, huh?
We do. We have the president of the Brazos Valley Chorale that's here to talk about their 44th season. And it's a longstanding Arts Council affiliate and arts group that has been made a big impact in this community for many years.
44 years, Jill, that the chorale has been around. I guess I didn't realize it had been around that long.
Yeah, we have been around for a long time. We were originally, I believe, the community singers, and now it's the Brazos Valley Chorale.
Yeah. So how many voices do you have now?
This year, I think we've got about 120 singers in the group.
Well, that's fantastic. Yeah. So you've got your season's just starting. Kind of give us an overview of what to expect.
Our season this year is a season of song, and our first concert is coming up, and that one we are calling Songs of Life. And it's actually a collaboration with the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra, the Texas A&M Century Singers, and the choral groups from Blinn, which is the first time that they've been a part of this.
Oh, so kind of the whole community being involved in that.
Yes, it is a full community choir this year.
Now, when is that going to take place?
November 9th at 5 o'clock out at Rudder Auditorium.
Okay, and then how many shows do you have on your schedule this year?
Our season usually includes four concerts. We have one in the fall with the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra. It's always our first concert. We have a holiday concert. Then we have our Pops concert in the spring, which is always a good time. And then we end the year in May with our spring concert.
Certainly. Now, if folks would like to maybe become members, what would they do?
Well, they would need to give us a call. Our phone number is 979-776-1776. We usually hold auditions in August. It's a volunteer group. There's no fees. Well, there are fees to join, but we don't get paid. But it's, you know, just come and sing and become a part of our group. If it's middle of the year, you can still call that number and we can still take you in for the second part of the season at least.
Okay, there you go. So the concert's coming up. Look forward to that. And again, one of the things that adds to the fabric of our community.
Yes.
And we thank you so much for the time that you give.
Thank you.
All right. What else you have for us today?
Lots going on. Coming up, I don't know if you heard about it yet, but we have various artists and residencies, the programs around the Brazos Valley. But we have our big one in Navasota at the historic Horlock House. That's on 1215 Washington Avenue. That's the main drag through town. And on November 8th, that's a Saturday from 3 to 6, we're having an open house down there where we have a gallery, the three artists show off their work. And you know, our intentions with that is to help the artists develop, create a body of work, and then go on for further education or, you know, just pursue their career in the arts. So that's an exciting thing coming up. And also go to our website, acbv.org. We have another gallery opening coming up on November 13th. All the affiliate events are on there, so they're very numerous to list.
That's it. It's all can be seen right there, and the website is?
ACBV.org.
There you go. It's Chris Dyer here from the Arts Council. Thanks for the time this morning. Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
40 years of fun, centuries in the making, Bud Light invites you to join the fun at the Texas Renaissance Festival. Happening every weekend through November 30th, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides. Only a 55-acre theater can contain this much adventure. Celebrate 40 years of the Texas Renaissance Festival, brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you.
I guess you saw the news just like I did. Seems like every couple of years or so, the government has to come along and crack down on some outfit who's selling some kind of diet program that claims you can lose weight fast by taking their magic pill. The government has to shut them down for false claims or, well, that's why I'm so happy to endorse what is probably the safest and most effective diet on the market today, the Active 8 weight loss diet developed by Dr. Michael Steelman. Well, it worked for me. I lost over 75 pounds with this diet, and I've kept it off for over 4 years now. And it's worked for so many others, too, and never, never a problem. It's safe, and it really works. You can lose weight and keep it off for the rest of your life. www.active8products.com. That's active and the number 8 products.com. Or you can call them toll free at 800-465-4411. That's active8products.com or 800-465-4411.
They are the cutest kids, aren't they? And it tears our hearts out to know that they're suffering. And sad as it sounds, that's exactly why they're on those posters. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. We usually call them poster children. They are on those posters to remind us that some horrible disease of some kind or another is still with us. And if it tugs on a few heartstrings and gets you to open your wallet and give a few dollars to help find the cure, well, then the poster has done its job. And so has that cute little child on the poster. A child like Rodney Brown of Indiana. Now, when he was only 15 months old, he was diagnosed with cystic fibrosis. And in 1975, at age 10, Rodney was chosen to be the Indiana Cystic Fibrosis Poster Child. The very next year, he was the National Cystic Fibrosis Poster Child. And he even got to meet and pose with President Gerald Ford. And like many organizations, Cystic Fibrosis used little Rodney as much as they could to help make the public aware of the disease and to raise money. You probably watch some of those telethons that are on at different times during the year. The most famous, of course, is the Muscular Dystrophy Telethon, hosted by famed comedian Jerry Lewis. But you know, not every worthy cause has a Jerry Lewis, but they all have a Rodney, a poster child. The problem was that cystic fibrosis is usually fatal. And while they kept watching Rodney to see if he was getting weaker or showing any signs of getting near the end, in 1980, Rodney's family moved to Maryland, and soon a new specialist started treating Rodney. And that's when it happened. The thing that probably made Rodney the most unusual poster child ever. You see, it's a little-known fact that the doctor's testing at Johns Hopkins showed a surprising result. So they had Rodney retested at Children's Hospital in Washington, D.C., and tested a third time at the National Institute of Health in Bethesda. All three results were the same. Rodney was clear of cystic fibrosis. Sound like a miracle? Well, some may think so, but nope. The problem was Rodney was misdiagnosed the first time, and no one ever bothered to check it again for 14 years. All he had was a bad case of asthma. So Rodney Brown goes down in history as being the only poster child who never had the disease to begin with. Rodney said, "Well, at least I got to meet the president for free." Indeed you did, Rodney. Indeed you did.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work. Like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's AggieKubotaDealers.com.
Texas A&M and Louisiana Monroe square off at 11 tomorrow morning at Kyle Field, 10 o'clock broadcast time on this radio station. One final comment from the coach as we enter into the weekend and this game, said that during the open week, they evaluated as much as you possibly can in a two-week period. Coach Kevin Sumlin.
Yeah, I think you look at as many things as you can because you're in the middle of the season. Not so much as much as you do postseason. But in the middle of the season, you look at as many things as you can without major change. I think we went through things. Some things we're doing well. Some things we're not doing so well. And so what do we have to do to fix those, whether it's scheme, whether it's personnel, or a combination of both? We're going to give our guys the best chance to win.
Aggie head football coach Kevin Sumlin, the Fan Zone broadcast at 8 o'clock tomorrow on our flagship station, WTAW. And then the broadcast on the network starts at 10. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, this year's Best of the Brazos winner in non-medical care. From home health care to one-on-one caregiver assistance, Cornerstone provides the best care at home. Their experienced caregivers provide 1 to 24-hour assistance with activities that allow safe and independent aging in place. Sometimes the help is temporary, such as a post-hospital stay or during an illness where safety is a concern. For more information, please contact Maggie Conderla Alexander at 979-229-4610.
Today, how much time do you spend using all those downloaded apps? I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. It's going to happen to someone else, not me. That's what Adrian used to think about identity theft. Before, he tried to buy a new car and the dealer ran his credit. He was shocked to learn that someone had racked up a $15,000 credit card balance and bought a timeshare in his name. This motivated Adrian to become a member of LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. And in the time since Adrian signed up, LifeLock's got even better. With their new LifeLock Ultimate Plus service, you're provided protection for your identity, bank, and retirement accounts, credit cards, even the equity in your home. Look, no one can stop all identity theft. But LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. Help protect yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus now. Visit LifeLock.com/Kim now or call and use promo code Kim to save 10%. Call 1-800-417-3841, 800-417-3841, 800-417-3841.
Network does not cover all transactions.
Here in America, our smartphones, our iPhones and Androids, have an average of 41 apps installed. But what's shocking is the amount of time that we spend using those 41 apps. Looking at all users 18 years of age and older, we're spending an average of 43 hours and 31 minutes out of every month using those apps. That's two full 24-hour days out of every month using smartphone apps. This time last year, we were spending only 33 hours a month using those apps. So we're increasing our usage of apps by 15% per year. Now back to those 41. Hold that number in your head for just a moment. Of all those apps, social media rules. We're spending most of the time using Facebook and YouTube, followed by photography apps, which are the fastest growing category across the board. So many apps, so little time. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 59 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Water from west of College Station is headed to San Antonio, 16 billion gallons a day, in what's believed to be one of the largest water deals in Texas history. San Antonio Councilman Joe Cryer responded to opponents who wanted to delay a final decision.
Many have suggested that we should kick this can down the road, but I think what you have suggested is that if we kick this can down the road, there's not going to be a can down there when we get down the road because somebody else will have taken all of this water.
Dozens of opponents, including Russell Seal, said the plan was being pushed through without proper public input.
I am still very confused and very worried about this project that we're not getting community support. We may have buy into water that we build into growth and it not be available in the future.
Water rates in San Antonio will increase 16% with the approval of the Vista Ridge Water Plan. The permanent director for the Norman Borlaug Institute for International Agriculture at Texas A&M is a former president of the university.
Earlier this month, Dr. Elsa Morano's position as interim director of the Norman Borlaug Institute came to a close and her permanent one began. Dr. Morano says she's happy to serve the Aggie community and people around the world.
It's a wonderful thing to be doing, and I think it's very timely as well. So many important issues that are happening around the world that are affecting us, and I think lots of people have been realizing that this is what we need to be doing.
Dr. Morano says carrying on the legacy of Dr. Borlaug, a man who saved millions of lives, is a great honor. For more information on the Institute's mission, go online to borlaug.tamu.edu. To listen to the entire interview with Dr. Morano, go online to WTAW.com. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The city of Bryan has not produced a state of the city report for years, so administrators decided for the first time to put together a video containing highlights during the fiscal year ending September 30th.
The report you're about to see will not only provide the public with a report card on how their city is performing, but will also be used by the city for economic development recruitment purposes, which was a tool that was requested some time ago by our city council.
City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada introduced the video to fellow department heads and to representatives of the Bryan School District and Brazos County. The city also unveiled a social media campaign using the hashtag BetterInBryan. Online at WTAW.com, you can see the city's video. Early voting continues through this evening at 8 in College Station. There are two contested races for city council.
Julie Schultz and Linda Harvell are vying for the Place 5 council seat. Subjects covered during last week's Chamber of Commerce candidates forum included the recently revised rental registration program. Julie Schultz says the council continues to work out some kinks.
There's a lot of times the information isn't used correctly, but I think we're making headway and we're doing the right thing in putting that code enforcement as part of this to help back up the issues related to rental registration.
Linda Harvell supports the four-bedroom, four-bath regulation.
It's something that should be very renter-friendly. The reality is the neighborhoods, and once again, I'll circle back around to the older neighborhoods, not just the historic neighborhoods, the older neighborhoods, you can only handle so much infrastructure, so much traffic.
Catch all the election night results and reaction on WTAW. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The recovery continues in West. A year and a half since the fertilizer plant explosion killed 15 and injured 216. State Representative Kyle Cassell of rural Brazos County, whose district also includes West, attended the groundbreaking of the town's new $50 million high school and middle school.
Equipment was behind us, ready to start, and we just had to get all the dignitaries and the people out of the way so construction can begin.
Cassell says bids went out last week to replace streets, and the town's new second new water well just went online. And he says the town will be recognized by the legislature next year on Ash Wednesday. Online at WTAW.com are photos from Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, who was also at the groundbreaking, along with the architect's drawings of the new campus. That Federal Trade Commission lawsuit against a Texas-based AT&T is likely to hinge on the definition of the word unlimited.
The feds are accusing AT&T of offering unlimited data but engaging in a practice called throttling, which makes data after a certain amount move very slowly on the network. Attorney Charles Hush says AT&T will argue they are providing unlimited data.
So the consumers who have been buying this, that they would have considered that the word unlimited meant unlimited at the same speed.
Hush says the FTC complaint is likely to change the terms that all cell phone companies make with their customers. This is Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
WTAW News time is 8:39. It's 59 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. More news coming up today at noon or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Bank and Trust is ready to serve your every banking need. We're the largest locally owned community bank in Bryan College Station, and we're invested in our community. That's why loan approvals and other key decisions are made locally by people who live in our community, have face-to-face relationships with our customers, and understand your local needs. From small business loans to construction loans and everything in between, our team can guide you through the process every step of the way. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again, no messy glues, and being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
840 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Sunshine today. It'll be breezy and not quite as warm as it has been. Temperatures today up to about 75. That's it. It'll be clear overnight with lows somewhere between 40 and 45. High pressure continues to build our way with cooler weather tomorrow. Sunshine, high of 65. Clear tomorrow night. Lows are going to be anywhere from 40 to 45. Sunday, we'll have a mixture of clouds and sun with highs between 70 and 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It'll be dark about 5 o'clock now after we just do the switchover, okay? We're down to about 10 hours of light a day. So one more thing as daylight saving time kicks in this weekend.
Just not savings.
No, it's... You know, it's easier to say savings, and so people do. Same thing with the driver's license. Doesn't mean it's right. It's just a common usage thing. Remember that Hawaii and Arizona don't observe DST, except in the Navajo Nation, which does. Why do they care? They don't have lights in the other. They don't have clocks in the casinos. So,
come on.
Thank you. No winner in Tuesday night's drawing for the Mega Millions. They're holding it for you. The night's drawing $284 million. That's $172 cash value. Just saying. Never mind that you... Yeah, got no chance to win, but if you don't buy a ticket. No winner in Wednesday night's Powerball, so Saturday night, that's $159 million. It could change your life. Denzel Washington arrested in Tennessee, kind of. Police say they responded to a noise complaint, smelled a strong odor of marijuana coming from the home of a 21-year-old. They knocked on the door, questioned him. He allegedly told him he was Denzel Washington.
Oh, okay.
Six other people in the house gave their real names, but Denzel, air quotes, stuck with his story. They eventually identified him as Justin Shea.
So that was his knock-knock joke.
That's it. Thank you. No. Charged with impersonation of with criminal impersonation.
Yeah. As opposed to casual impersonation?
Yeah, I guess so. So how do you heal an injured pumpkin?
I don't know, Scott. How do you heal an injured pumpkin?
Pumpkin patch. Like that? See, go tell a kid that joke today. They'll enjoy that. It'll be good.
I do the show rundown. I'm just writing bad jokes.
That's right. Yeah. So, North Korea. Yeah.
Another bad joke.
You know, that's one of the things that the Capital Steps did. They did a deal on North Korea with Kim Jong-il sitting on a fence, you know, with his little legs dangling. It was kind of cute. Yeah, I'm just saying. Whole new species of frog has been discovered.
Oh, well, thank heavens. We needed more.
In New York City.
What?
Well, they're mutated, man. They're sewer frogs.
Yeah, exactly. The newly discovered leopard frog known as Runa Caffaletti lives in Manhattan. Like any good self-respecting New Yorker, frog is known and named for its sense of style, especially its distinctive leopard print skin in shades of brown and green. Researchers from Rutgers University over in Jersey discovered the frog after first hearing its distinctive croak 6 years ago in the area they called the Wilds of New York, which could be anything. After they tracked the frog down, Rutgers researchers found through DNA testing that it had never been documented before. The leopard frog generally lives elsewhere from New York State, mostly in coastal low-lying areas anywhere from Connecticut to northeastern North Carolina. Frog likes wetlands. It's also been spotted in the muddy puddles around Yankee Stadium. So there you are.
I'll be darned.
Who would have thunk it that would be the place? Garth Brooks' first new studio album in 13 years, Man Against the Machine, won't be out until November 11th, but you, lucky you, can get a streaming sneak view at the 14 songs from now until the stroke of midnight. Go over to ghosttunes.com. You can hear Garth introduce each little snippet before you hear it. Get all the Garth Brooks that you need. Orson Welles.
Big fan.
Yeah. Last film, The Other Side of the Wind, which may be finished and out in theaters next year, 30 years after his death. New York Times reports the finished film will be opening in theaters on May the 6th, which would be the 100th anniversary of his birth. Daily Variety reports the film stars John Huston, starring as a temperamental film director, and co-stars Susan Strasberg, Lily Palmer, Dennis Hopper, and Peter Bogdanovich. The character that Huston plays in the film, reportedly modeled after Ernest Hemingway. Just saying. You hear about the ghost caught on video roaming the Drum Castle. Drum Castle's 700 years old, supposed to be one of the most haunted places, as a matter of fact. But here's the deal. They weren't there trying to catch ghosts. It's what they were doing is, in the picture I saw, it's basically a mist that looks like it's in an area of the picture. It was a motion detector camera that had been set up by the National Trust so that a wildlife team could observe a family of swallows that lived on the grounds. And as a result, they catch this puff there, this mist.
Come on.
Strange paranormal sightings have been experienced in the castle for years.
That's easily explained.
Okay.
They wanted to capture swallows in that area?
Yeah.
It's a swallow.
Oh, you think it's going so fast that it just looks like...
As an experienced photographer, I've seen motion blur. That's motion blur.
Oh, man.
God.
I really thought we had one. I really did.
Yeah. No, you didn't either.
didn't really care.
Such a liar.
Well, have you seen the picture?
No.
Well, okay, and I was asking Patrick.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm looking at it. That's how I know.
Oh.
I mean, I'm reasonably certain. Okay. Unlike someone on Twitter who says, don't think so, it's an optical phenomenon associated with the failure of the geometric optics in the lens.
Huh?
Yeah, exactly. No, it's a swallow.
Okay. Hello?
It's a security guard just out of frame blowing smoke.
Yeah.
There you go.
Could be that. Exactly right. But that's the thing is, would a ghost, I mean, what does the motion detector, what's the activation of the motion detector? I mean, doesn't have to be a solid object moving? If a security guard did blow smoke, would that make the motion detector be activated, turn on the camera?
Maybe it's teenagers with some boo.
Could be that. Teenagers saying boo. This is kind of gross, but it's cool, too. Gross in that, since Halloween's here, researchers have figured out how to grow teeny tiny human stomachs in a lab. LifeScience.com says researchers at Cincinnati's Children's Hospital Medical Center have grown a stomach farm of organoids, okay, measuring 1/10 of an inch in diameter.
It's Soylent Green.
Yeah. They use human cells, stem cells, and a series of chemical switches using a technique that won the Nobel Prize for Medicine in 2012. The lab-grown miniature tummies could one day help researchers better understand how the stomach develops and can be used for gastrointestinal diseases. So little bitty stomachs. I guess the next thing they'll try is little bitty livers or whatever, or pancreases or something. Just saying, there's your science for you.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas for Douglas Nissan. Don't like buying gas? With Nissan Leaf, you don't have to. The Leaf is 100% electric and lots of fun. Right now at Douglas Nissan, we have 3 Leafs in stock, ready for immediate delivery. And we're offering up to $11,250 in savings when you lease. Only at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit.
Model code 17015, 17115. 3 at this price. Savings include lease cash, plus up to $2,500 for the State of Texas Electric Vehicle Rebate.
Nice weekend. Peach Creek Vineyards invites you out. Go to their website, peachcreekvineyards.com. See some of the stuff that they've got going on out there. Their hours tomorrow from noon until 6 p.m. and on Sundays from 1 to 5. But other times are available by request as well. You can go out and enjoy sample tastings, wine by the glass, or you can do wine by the bottles from Peach Creek Vineyards. And you can bring your own snacks if you want to, or you can purchase cheese and cracker trays they have, or s'mores packages. And it is going to be kind of chilly. That'll be kind of different, kind of new, kind of refreshing. You go out there, and they have a covered pavilion, so you can have a gathering there if you want to and enjoy yourself and kind of overlooking part of the vineyard. Plus, while you're there, you can pick up a great bottle of wine to enjoy for yourself or one that you can share as a gift. And while we're talking about gifts, they'll have lots of gift ideas for you. They have camo wine glasses, which are kind of fun to look at. Some of them basically centered around a pink and camo and then the traditional green camo. They have what's called a corksicle wine chiller, What happens is you have this little corksicle that's cold, and you can put that into a bottle, and within 15 minutes, it reaches the temperature that you want for whites. Pretty cool. That's one of the gift items they have. And they have lots of gift items in their gift shop as well. So stop out there, visit them this weekend. Great time for you to do it. That's Peach Creek Vineyards. Go to peachcreekvineyards.com.
Benchmark Foundation Hard Surface Cleaning has a special floor coating that can improve the indoor health quality of all public buildings, including schools, restaurants, and government buildings. The ETS 180 coating eliminates contamination and bad odors, improves indoor air quality, and lowers maintenance costs. Learn more from Benchmark Foundation Hard Surface Cleaning, the finishing touch in excellence. Call 903-644-8218 or click bfhsc.com. Tis the season to place your business ad in the upcoming Christmas issue of Brazos Family Magazine. Learn ways to have the kids help make those seasonal treats. Discover the latest in holiday wear for children. And Brazos Family's holiday issue is your guide to hundreds of seasonal events that are fun for the whole family. For information about advertising in the Christmas edition of Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam at brianbroadcasting.com.
About 9 till, News Talk 16. 20 WTAW. All right. Scariest Halloween movie according to Mensa. Mensa put together their list of Halloween movies. Number 9, because we don't do 10, Night of the Living Dead.
Yes.
Yeah.
Number 8, Rosemary's Baby.
Yeah.
Number 7, Frankenstein, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Number 6, Halloween. Number 5, The Shining. Number 4, Aliens. When that thing popped up out of his stomach, that's pretty weird. I'm just saying.
Yeah, uh-huh. I'm
just saying. Hello, my baby. Hello,
Exactly. Oh, different movie. Different movie.
Number 3 is Carrie. Number 2 is Nightmare on Elm Street. Really. And number 1 is Psycho, which, you know, makes sense.
Okay.
Nightmare on Elm Street is just that doesn't fit with the rest of those. Mm-mm. Really. I mean, there's somewhat cerebral, I guess, but Nightmare on Elm Street, not so much. Bill Oliver, news director, walks in, and he says...
Hijacking.
Uh-huh.
The Infomaniac.
Yes, please do. What's up?
Tracy Frank from Hope Pregnancy Center here this morning.
Uh-huh.
Big news.
No, tell me.
I'll let Tracy tell you.
Hi, Tracy. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you this
Great.
Morning?
What do you want to share with us?
Well, I'd like to share that Hope Pregnancy Center is expanding their reach into the community. We're opening an STD clinic. And we're opening that STD clinic at 4112 East 29th Street.
Better known as?
The former Planned Parenthood building.
Oh, okay. All right.
So we're very excited. We've completed the purchase yesterday. And we plan to open in January before the start of the spring break.
Okay. So right across from the television station over there, what's it going to be called?
We don't know yet.
Okay. All right.
That's a good thing. We're looking for suggestions.
Okay.
We're partnering with two other organizations, Brazos Medical Associates. Dr. Haywood Robinson and Noreen Johnson will co-locate with us. And then Dr. Stuart Quartermont has a new company called Easy Lab. What do you need in an STD clinic? You need a lab.
Okay.
And they'll be partnering with us. So we need a name for the building. We quickly need to dispel the former Planned Parenthood building name.
Okay, and so that lab will do other things as
yes,
well,
they
right?
They will It'll serve the community
full
also.
Service lab. Okay, very good. Well, thanks for coming in and letting us know about that.
You're welcome.
One other thing quickly, what will happen to your current office on Brentwood?
We're keeping that, and we'll continue to serve the women and men of the community in crisis pregnancies through that building, and then the STD clinic will be in Bryan.
Okay, so again, rebranded probably the first of the year.
Yes.
All right, thanks a bunch.
And she and I will visit a little bit further, and we'll have more about this during the 5 o'clock hour.
Okay, sounds good.
Tim, everywhere I turn at Tom Light Chevrolet, I see pink. Pink shirts, pink hats, and pink ribbons.
That's right, Bubba. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we're doing our part to support the cause. From a local walk-a-thon to donations with each new Chevrolet sold.
It's the perfect time to wear pink and a better time to save on a new Chevrolet. With each new Chevy sold, we'll make a donation to breast cancer research and you'll receive our TLC package. 2 years of scheduled maintenance at no extra cost, a free car wash, and a loaner car with service. All this with any purchase of a new 2014 or 2015 Chevy from Tom Light Chevrolet.
For worry-free ownership and TLC for your car, come by Tom Light Chevrolet. Now, Bubba, we need to talk about that pink hat.
Whoa, nobody touches the pink hat.
Join us to support the cause, Breast Cancer Awareness Month at Tom Light Chevrolet, on North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, online at tomlight.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
See dealer for TLC package details.
Hi, I'm Red Cashin. Bryan College Station has been my lifelong home. I care about this community, and that's why I'm asking you to vote for Julie Merrifield Schultz and re-elect her to the position of College Station City Council, Place 5. I believe Julie has done a remarkable job of uniting our community, creating responsible budgets, improving our great quality of life, and ensuring our community continues to grow one first down at a time.
Political ad paid for by Julie Schultz.
I'm Frank Verisco, Market President at American Momentum Bank. More than anything else, you want to bank with people you trust to do the right thing for you in every situation. If you're having a difficult time with your current bank, why not switch for the last time to American Momentum Bank? Member FDIC.
News Talk 1620 WTAW is about 4 minutes till. At last, someone taking a reasonable stand when it comes to Bigfoot. An upstate New York man is making a sincere plea to add the man-beast known as Bigfoot to the endangered species list, promoting legislation he says is aimed at saving it. Pete Weimer, owner of Wee Wan Chu Cottages in upstate New York, approached county legislators with his proposal last week. He wants local officials to be the first to add Bigfoot to their endangered species list, protecting the animal whose existence has yet to be proven. Kind of ahead of the game. Trying to do it before it becomes a problem. Bigfoot. Okay. Do you want to talk about Instagram, or you want to talk about plants can feel when they're being eaten? Yeah, I know.
Let's go with plants.
Yeah, let's go with plants for 100.
thanks, Alex.
Vegetarians have always professed the consumption of vegetables, saying killing animals is bad. Well, now these herbivores have fought the consumption of meat, saying that just because the animals can't fight or complain doesn't mean that animals shouldn't eat them, humans shouldn't eat them. Now there is new research that shows even plants can feel when they are being eaten, and moreover, they don't like it. In a book called The Secret Life of Plants, yeah, really, Peter Tompkins and Christopher Bird, the duo attempted to highlight how plants react to human emotions, good or bad. The use of sensitive equipment showed that the plants feel stress.
So, whatever.
Just saying. The plants can feel when they're being eaten. Autoplay video ads debuted on Instagram yesterday. Companies like Disney, Activision, Lancome, Banana Republic, and the CW began running 15-second ads on Facebook-owned photo and the video sharing network. Do you do that? Do you do Instagram?
No.
I don't know. I mean, if you do, then how do you feel about it? But I would think that's that would be annoying, to say the least.
The pop-up ads on anything are annoying.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're right. That's true. All right, a little candy facts as we head out the door today. The Three Musketeers bar actually started, of course, as three flavors in 1932.
Neapolitan candy bar.
Yeah, it was a chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry nougat. World War II rationing prompted Mars to pick one flavor to produce, so they stayed with the most popular one, which was chocolate. Legend has it that George Williamson's famous confection got its moniker from the dude who visited his store so much that the shop girls named him, named it after him. Excuse me. O. Henry was his name. That's how it got the name.
Really?
Yep. Hershey Bar, Reese's Cups, and Heath Bars, all named after the company's founders. That's Milton Hershey, H.B. Reese, and L.S. Heath.
I got to get some water or I'm going to choke here.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Okay. The number of Snickers bars that equals 25 pounds. How many Snickers bars does it take?
To make 25 pounds?
Yep. 200. Thank you.
Wow. Okay.
It's the amount of candy the average American eats, by the way, each year. 68% of trick-or-treaters say that chocolate is their loot of choice. You know, interesting in that M&M Mars story, chocolate gets a free pass in our health-conscious economy.
Because it's good for you.
Well, the thing is, you know, if you go to eat a Slam Burger that's got cheese and bacon and all that kind of stuff on there, then the foodies go after you, going, "Oh, you know, you shouldn't do that. It's not good for you." But chocolate has always gotten a pass and apparently continues to, even in our health-conscious society. The numbers seem to indicate that they're selling more chocolate than ever, as a matter of fact. And the cost of a Hershey's bar 69 years ago, I mean, for 69 years, from 1900 to 1969, it stayed at 5 cents. Not so much
Holy
anymore.
Holy cow.
9 o'clock, WTAW College Station. Brian.
Fox.